When Curry first got the news, he fell to his knees in tears and started thanking God.
I was actually at the Southern Christmas Show here in Charlotte, and people thought that I found out bad news, and they were all going, oh, is he okay? And
the pepper is about 300 times hotter than a jalapeno, and I can tell you from personal experience, it's like lighting your head on fire. Curry began his quest to grow the world's hottest pepper in his backyard 4 years ago. Back then, he was a banker by day and sold his peppers and hot sauces through his side business, the Pucker Butt Pepper Company. Curry was able to quit his banking job a year ago. Pucker Butt has grown to include 20 staffers, several fields that grow a variety of peppers, and stores in Fort Mill and inside the 7th Street Market in Uptown Charlotte. Curry says since the Guinness World Record news, the company's daily orders have more than tripled. But Curry hasn't lost sight of why he started growing peppers in the first place, a substance in the peppers called capsaicinoids.
Cancer and heart disease. I truly still believe that capsaicinoids have something to do with the prevention and or cure. And there's a lot of medical research that's proving us correct.
Curry's family has a high rate of cancer. He donates his peppers to universities and research labs that are working on a cure. So what's next for the man who grows the world's hottest pepper? Curry says he's working on an even hotter pepper that's still being tested. For WFAE News, I'm Marshall Terry.